Okay, let's get it. It is Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona. Glad to have you aboard with us on the final episode before kickoff. LSU, Georgia Southern, Saturday night in Death Valley, 6:30 p.m. If you have not heard yet, we'll continue helping spread the message that the kickoff game has been moved to SEC Network, originally scheduled for ESPNU, but Hurricane Dorian has moved a lot of things around, so the Florida State-Boise State game is moving from Jacksonville at 7 p.m. to Tallahassee at noon Eastern, and so they've basically freed up an ESPN TV window, which is where the Georgia-Vandy game will go from SEC Network to ESPN, meaning there's now an SEC Network vacancy, which means that that's where LSU and Georgia Southern will go. Ed Ogeron met with the media on Thursday night. I will give you a full preview of Georgia Southern, and I'll give you a preview and prediction before we get out of here as well. But here's Coach O, Thursday night, on what he wants out of his team week one.
Yeah, I want us to tackle well. I think tackling the space is a premium with the teams that we're going to play this year. And it starts with Georgia Southern. We have to tackle on the perimeter. We have to make them go back, not let them fall forward. I want to win the turnover battle. I'll make sure that we're doing that and obviously win the game.
I'm glad Ed Ogeron started with tackle well, and it's something he mentioned there that we've alluded to a bit this week, and it's the fact that, you know, you on its surface, you look at a triple option from Georgia Southern, and then next week with Texas, a spread-type offense, and they feel like polar opposites. But realistically, when you look at Shai Wertz, and then you look at Sam Ehlinger, you see two quarterbacks that are able to run the football. Dynamically, and tackling well and playing assignment football matters very much this weekend against a triple option offense, but the same can be said next week with Sam Ehlinger in Texas. So you're going to face these types of offenses throughout the course of the season. You'll see it again later with Kellen Mond. We know the type of threat that Tua imposes also. Those challenges are there for LSU. Mississippi State obviously rushed for more than 200 yards against LSU a year ago, as did Florida. So in half of LSU's SEC games a season ago, teams ran for better than 200 yards against the Tigers. That's got to improve. It starts with assignment football and obviously being able to tackle well against Shai Wertz on Saturday in Tiger Stadium. So Ed Ogeron also addressed some speculation. I hesitate to even go down this road, but so many people have asked, will there be suspensions? Ed Ogeron was asked that on Thursday. Here's what he said.
You know, we're going to handle all that in-house, and I won't talk about that. So we'll handle it all in-house just like it did last year.
So just as a point of education, when for LSU, and most of the time when suspensions come, it's because of a violation of the school's drug policy. And remember, the NCAA does not test for illegal drugs. They only test for performance enhancers. Every program has its illegal drug testing program independently. Every school can handle that how they want. There is no conference mandate. Each school has their own code of conduct and their student handbook, and that's how it's handled. And with LSU's case, first test would be a warning, and then when it gets to multiple tests, you talk about suspensions. The first is 10% of the season, and they round down. So in football, you've got a 12-game regular season, so that would be 1.2 games. They round down, so it's one game. And typically, you'll see those served in the first week of the season, which means it would be this week. I'm not going to disclose anything. I know a lot of people have asked if Ed Ogeron doesn't want to disclose it. We'll all find out together for certain on Saturday night. But one of the players that has been widely speculated about is Sadiq Charles. And Ed Ogeron made it clear that Sadiq is available on Saturday.
Well, Sadiq is ready to go. He's available to play if needed.
So I guess my hope is that for all the speculation, for all the internet rumors and everybody who has their sources, maybe this can be a lesson, maybe if even to one person. Like, you know where to go to get reputable information. Go to those places. Whoever it is that you trust that gives you consistently gives you reputable information, go there and get it there and avoid the internet speculation with people who feel like they have sources and are trying to break news when they can't. So Sadiq Charles, Ed Ogeron says, is available to play. I think that's critically important. I think this offensive line, which wasn't together much throughout fall camp, needs this game, especially going forward week two at Texas. They need a consistent game because we've talked about it a bunch. For me, that's the biggest question on this team. And one more from Ed Ogeron, because I've been asked this a bunch as well, and I'm certain a lot of people have wondered aloud if LSU would hold anything back. That's kind of a cliche, but it's something that a lot of times you hear in these conversations. Oh, you don't want to show anything for your opponent next week, and of course LSU's got to play Texas. I don't subscribe to that belief. Here's Ed Ogeron when he was asked if he plans to hold anything back offensively.
No question. Yeah, we come in guns a blazing. First game, let's go. Every game is important on our schedule. This is Georgia Southern. We're giving it everything we got.
You may suspect that that's a little bit of gamesmanship, but I absolutely believe Ed Ogeron in this instance. No doubt next week when LSU plays Texas, there will be nuances within the game plan that are specific for Texas. But as far as what LSU wants to do, this will be the first opportunity to run this new offense. This will be the first opportunity to run this new offense in live game action with a full stadium, under the lights, national TV audience against someone in another jersey. You have got to maximize this opportunity. You've got to go run your offense to try to run it efficiently. And you know what else? I would show more, because then that gives Texas even more to prepare for next week. So I don't, for anyone who's asked, do you hold things back? No, you don't hold things back. You need to go start running this offense and become efficient at running it and seeing what you need to work on for next week. So, yeah, I think you will see LSU go run their offense and try to win and try to score a bunch and try to look dynamic doing it. A 6:30 kickoff in Tiger Stadium, Saturday, LSU and Georgia Southern. Speaking of the Eagles, Mike Anthony of the Statesboro Herald, who covers Georgia Southern, will tell us everything we need to know about LSU's opponent. That's next. Locked on LSU, your team every day. We continue Locked on LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona. Glad to have you aboard with us here. If you have not done so, please like, please subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast platform you use. We've talked about it, LSU and Georgia Southern. I'll give you a pick in our final segment before we get out of here, but wanted to give you a in-depth look at LSU's opponents. So we turn to Mike Anthony, who covers the Georgia Southern Eagles for the Statesboro Herald. And he was good enough to talk about the team he covers, which is coming into Baton Rouge on Saturday night. We started by talking about their quarterback, Shai Wirtz, and what makes him so dynamic.
Well, I think that the fact that he was such an athlete, recruited as an athlete by a couple of bigger schools as a high school player, you know, he's been an impact player his entire career going back to high school. So he kind of showed up at Georgia Southern ready to do that, ready to be the guy that they could lean on. And it, as it turned out, after a redshirt year, they throw him right into the fire as a redshirt freshman, his first game on the road at Auburn. And that didn't go too well for him. That whole season didn't go too well for anybody in Statesboro. But last year, a huge step forward, and Shai was a big reason for that. Nobody was doubting his athleticism, what he's able to do with the ball in space, but it was what he was able to do in terms of leading the team, rallying everybody around him, and really embracing the playbook of Bob DeVest, who came in as an offensive coordinator last year. Doing all those things is what's made him and this offense a whole lot better than they were just a couple years ago.
We've talked a lot about Wirtz. Are there other offensive players that LSU is going to have to keep an eye out on Saturday night?
Yeah, I think that it'll be a little bit strange when you think of option teams and guys with motion and pitches flying around. Usually it's a little bit smaller guys. You might have one fullback that goes up the middle, but otherwise it's two, three other guys flying around to the outside in the perimeter. And Georgia Southern definitely does that. They have athletes that can make moves in space, but this is probably the biggest backfield they've had. They lost a couple of senior running backs last year, but there were some younger guys who got a lot of experience. Logan Wright's going to be a guy who runs about 210, 215. He's a big load to bring down. He can carry guys from what's a pretty good Georgia Southern defense. And then the big news they got just about a week and a half ago, J.D. King, who had transferred in from Oklahoma State, the NCAA granted his waiver to become immediately eligible. He's another guy that goes around 200 pounds. Both of them have open field speed if they get there, but they've also got the toughness to, you know, granted, LSU's defense probably a step up from Georgia Southern's, but they definitely run tough. It's going to be a tough chore to bring any of them down with just one guy.
What about pass catchers? Anybody on the outside that can make plays?
You know, pass catching, it can be hit and miss in the offense. A lot of times it's the defense that will dictate how often they take shots downfield. Now, this Georgia Southern team, they'll throw it a good bit more than the option teams that you might think of in Army and Georgia Tech up until this season. And they've got some dynamic guys. Darian Anderson, the guy who made some big plays. Wesley Kennedy III, he's a guy who will run it. And he was one of the main pass catching options last year out of the backfield. A lot of shorter passing last year. They took deep shots every once in a while. That is probably Shy Wirtz' best passing attribute, is he does hit on the deep balls. When he gets them, they're sparing, but he tends to connect when they get them open. And, you know, he'll be trying to keep it up from last year's 10 touchdowns to zero interceptions. I believe it was the first time any quarterback had started every game in a college football season without throwing an interception.
It's a staggering number, and Mike Anthony's our guest, Statesboro Herald. The thing that's been a pretty familiar chorus here this week, Mike, has been Georgia Southern last year was plus 22 in the turnover margin. Is that typical for Georgia Southern football?
No, and usually when you talk about an option team, you know that ball is going to hit the ground every once in a while. They usually don't do great on the turnover side, but you know, some people who get really into the stats, they'll say the turnovers are largely a thing of luck. You know, there were fumbles last year for Georgia Southern. It just so happened that when they dropped it, it tended to bounce right back up to them, or maybe kick out of bounds to where they couldn't have that chance to turn it over. I believe they only had four or five all of last season. As for the defense, you know, a little bit of luck there too. There were some deflected balls, but you know, those deflected balls come from pressure on the passer causing an errant pass, or you know, an initial defender getting a hand on the ball and allowing it to get up in the air to where someone else can make a play. So I think everybody agrees that they aren't going to be expecting that kind of turnover margin again, but also everybody in Georgia Southern anticipates that they'll once again be winning the turnover battle in those games.
Where's the strength of that defense, Mike?
I think the strength is in the linebacking core. They switched to a 3-4 last season after years as a 4-3 front, and the two guys in the middle really make it go. Rashad Byrd is going to be a senior this year, and he's joined by Reynard Ellis. He's going to be a redshirt sophomore. As a freshman at Furman, he had, I believe, 94 tackles, and he was a tackling machine on the scout team last year. I think that a lot of the scout guys are glad that he's actually in the starting lineup now. So they do a great job of erasing things in between the tackles, and then the outside linebackers, they kind of have hybrids of guys who are maybe built a little bit more like a defensive end, another guy who might be built a little bit more like a safety to help with the passing game. So they're just very balanced and very deep, going three deep on this chart. They've got guys with experience.
How could LSU potentially expose the Georgia Southern defense? Another way to say it is, like, if LSU has success, in what way would that come?
I think that, you know, we're not quite sure what to expect of LSU. We've heard that they're going a little faster. They're going to be a little bit more spread out. But one thing they've always done well year in and year out is move the ball well up the middle with a good offensive line. And if they can do that, if they can get Georgia Southern to really focus on stopping the running game, maybe commit an extra player, that's when maybe those receivers that LSU has, they can find some one-on-one matchups, maybe break free for big play.
A couple more minutes here with Mike Anthony, covers Georgia Southern for the Statesboro Herald. We're going to obviously talk about the environment. We know Georgia Southern, you mentioned Auburn, they played Clemson a year ago. How do you anticipate this Georgia Southern team handling the environment in Baton Rouge?
Well, I think that that's where the experience is really going to come in handy. A lot of these guys, like you just mentioned, they were not only in the stadium for those games the last couple of years, but they were playing in the games as well. And so they know what to expect. That never really makes it easier. I know that you can't hear any better just because you know it's going to be loud, but you know, experience plays a big factor. I think that, you know, maybe they'll just have a few more moments of clarity when it gets real loud. Maybe that allows them to make one or two more plays than in years past.
Mike, give me the blueprint for Georgia Southern. If Coach Lunsford's team comes in, has success, and is able to get out with a win, how does it look?
Well, I don't think that it's going to be huge plays or high scoring. I think that they've got their hands full trying to score on this LSU defense. I think what they might be able to do is just keep the ball moving, move the chains, keep the ball out of the hands of LSU's offense, and win, you know, kind of a, if not defensive struggle, a lower scoring game.
If it comes down to a kick, how's Georgia Southern in special teams?
Well, that's where they're about as strong as they've ever been. Tyler Bass, a returning senior kicker, had a walk-off in the bowl game last year. Was a preseason All-American, so they definitely have trust in him.
Again, that is Mike Anthony, Statesboro Herald, covers Georgia Southern. This is the Locked On LSU podcast, your team every day. Final break. Come back, give you a pick on LSU and Georgia Southern. Stick around. Wrapping up another edition of the Locked On LSU podcast, your team every day. I'll give you a pick here on LSU, Georgia Southern. Keeping an eye on the college football schedule this weekend. Oddly enough, as big as the opening weekend of college football has become, not a super impressive opening weekend or slate here for a week one of the college football season. Of course, last week we had week zero with Miami and Florida. There's some interesting games to keep an eye on. A couple of ranked teams in action tonight, Friday night. You got Michigan State hosting Tulsa. You've got Wisconsin at South Florida down in Tampa. When you look into Saturday, the only ranked matchup of the day is Saturday night when you're going to have Oregon and Auburn from Jerry World. So that's going to be an intriguing one to keep an eye on. Louisiana Tech is at Texas, LSU's opponent for next week, who can't look past the Texters. They obviously have always been pretty salty offensively, so I'll be interested to see how that one might go. But aside from that, you don't have a ton of great games this weekend, which is a little bit of a variation from what has been the norm for week one. But nonetheless, we'll keep our eye on LSU and Georgia Southern. Point spread is around 27.5. The over-under around 52, depending on who you do your business with. I think that's pretty close. All week, I've had my kind of my eye on 41-14 LSU. That puts it right at about where the spread is. Maybe take Georgia Southern in the points. The total maybe goes over, but I think it's close. I don't bet LSU. I have a hard and fast rule. I cannot bet on something if I cannot bet based on my head and not my heart. So I don't bet LSU, but I will pick the Tigers 41-14 in this game. The one thing that might prevent it from getting there, obviously, is with Georgia Southern and their ability to control the ball and force turnovers might shorten the game a bit. But I just think LSU athletically is too explosive, and they'll make enough plays to stretch this game out. I'll remind you, a year ago, Georgia Southern played Clemson, who ended up winning the national championship, and that was nothing-nothing after the first quarter. Clemson put up three scores in the second quarter. It was 21-0, and then it really didn't get out of hand. Not like Clemson, Georgia Tech did on Thursday night, but it ended up 38-7. I think this is similar, but man, a veteran offensive line for Georgia Southern, a veteran quarterback, talented skill guys. As you heard Mike Anthony say, they've got a running back that transferred in from Oklahoma State. They've got some talent on this Georgia Southern team, and I think they'll be able to push a few scores across, but not enough to slow LSU enough or to win the ball game. So give me the Tigers 41-14. Enjoy the opening weekend of college football. We'll be back Monday to recap LSU and Georgia Southern. Until then, it's Locked On LSU, your team every day.